It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Lunch Show. My name's Chad Summers. I'll be your host today for this beautiful Friday, June 7th. I loves me some Friday episodes. Today is National Boone Day, as in Daniel Boone, also known as Super Badass. Let's jump right into the birthday, shall we? Liam Neeson, 71. Michael Cera, 35. He's like a millennial movie star, if you will. Allen Iverson, 48. Tom Jones, 83. But this is a huge birthday day here. Bill Hader, 45. I think he's on SNL. Bear Grylls, 49. Pretty amazing guy right there, in my opinion. And Mike Pence is 64. Also on this day in history, 1982, Graceland was opened to the public, making it one of the biggest tourist attractions in the U.S. at the time. Probably still is a very popular one. I don't know about one of the biggest, but 2006, Al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was whacked by the United States in a military airstrike. 1965, in the landmark case of Griswold versus State of Connecticut, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the constitutional right of married persons to use birth control. All right, let's get on with the show here, and I'm talking about news. This one from Access Hollywood. Lenny Kravitz spills details on daughter Zoe Kravitz at Channing Tatum's upcoming wedding. Yeah, I don't really care about that. I'm just informing my guests that Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum are getting hitched. That should be a long, meaningful relationship.
Yep.
Newsmax, U.S. stuns Pakistan in, I don't know what this is, super over, at T20 World Cup cricket tournament. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't know we had a cricket team. However, hey, if we're going to have one, you know, we might as well kick ass doing it, right? Newsmax, Biden says he would not pardon Hunter. Yeah, Hunter Biden is actually right in the middle of a court case where he is being charged with lying on forms when purchasing a firearm. He said he wasn't a drug addict. And he is a drug addict. And there's another case. There's also another charge of tax evasion. So, and if he's locked up, Biden says he's not going to pardon him. Yeah, okay. Right. We'll see about that. Fox News. Kevin Bacon was burned badly after a hard-boiled egg exploded in his mouth while on the road with his band. Dude, you got to let those things cool off, man. I mean, yeesh. I guess bacon and eggs are not always great together. Newsmax. Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White bids emotional goodbye to Pat Sajak. You know, I remember a year ago, basically, they announced that. And I said a year ago, Vanna's got to go too. I think maybe they should give Vanna one more year. And, you know, yeah, it's time. It's time. I think it's good they didn't do them at the same time. That way they can have their own special departure. But yeah, come on. I mean, we love you, Vanna. We do. We do. Here's one from Access Hollywood. Adam Levine returning to The Voice after 6 years alongside Kelsey Ballerini for season 27. Oh, who doesn't love them? Some Adam Levine. Oh, my goodness. We got a story from Reuters. Washington State. This is brilliant. Washington State pioneers program to turn prison inmates into wildland firefighters. I mean, that's Brilliant. What could go wrong there? You let prison inmates wander off into the forest. I mean, come on. What could go wrong? That's brilliant. Honestly, yeah, obviously you're going to have like a collar, you know, in it, and have them like monitored by satellite or something. And it could work, actually. All right, folks, that leaves us with actually two good news stories today. I'm doing a twofer. Before we do that, I just wanted to remind you to subscribe to the show, no matter where you're listening to it. Hit all the thumbs up and all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. We need you. We're not going anywhere, so you might as well climb aboard. All right. First, a good news story of the day. Sand batteries could be the next frontier in renewable energy, and it's already heating homes in Finland. Huh. Could plain old beach sand be the next frontier in renewable energy? Apparently it could. In the ongoing quest for sustainable energy solutions, innovative technologies are necessary to implement renewable sources like solar and wind power. The science behind sand batteries involves heating sand to high temperatures using surplus energy generated from renewable sources. This stored heat can be converted back into energy when needed. So basically, they're going to take energy from windmills and dams and stuff like that and put them into sand batteries. I don't know. It sounds pretty cool. So when it comes to global warming or all that stuff, the green movement and everything, I'm all about cleaning air and cleaning water. I'm not worried about water levels rising as much as I am as just poisoning everything. So if we can clean stuff up just so we have cleaner air to breathe, I mean, I think that's a good thing. All right. And the number two good news story of the day I stumbled upon just when I was checking the weather at the weatherchannel.com or whatever. They had an article that said bear freed from metal after rescuers tried for months. Oh, that sucks. So this bear was going around for a long time. He stuck his head in a metal container, basically like a milk jug, and the top part of it that like funnels out was stuck around its neck. They finally got it. This was up in Vermont. They finally got it off. There's a video of it. So, you know, they just tranquilize it, remove it, and then free it. So that's cool. I do stuff like that on occasion as well. Got several stories that I will share maybe at a later date. But until then, y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't be driving around wasted like an idiot. It's not worth it. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.